Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
A couple expecting a baby set out Saturday morning to share the news of the child's sex by setting off a smoke bomb that would send plumes of pink or blue smoke rising into the arid Southern California air. As the pyrotechnic device ignited, so did the dry, wild grasses that had grown as tall as 4 feet in the meadow at El Dorado Ranch Park, about 80 miles east of Los Angeles. As of Monday night, the barely contained fire had grown into a monster that had already burned through nearly 10,000 acres and forced more than 20,000 people to evacuate. A similar antic in 2017 started a 47,000-acre wildfire in the foothills of southern Arizona's Santa Rita Mountains. Last year, another gender reveal gimmick set off a brush fire in Florida. Gender reveal parties have caused plane crashes, and last year one killed a grandmother when she was struck with shrapnel after a family unintentionally created a pipe bomb while attempting a colorful explosion to announce the sex of the unborn child. My understanding is that the family that started this fire couldn't put it out. They tried to douse it with water bottles. Then they called 911. They are evidently cooperating with the investigators there, one of whom I think is Bennett Malloy. He is a California fire captain. Captain, thanks for joining us. You're on WGN Radio in Chicago.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How is the fire in this case going right now?
Well, as of this morning, you're right. It's 10,574 acres, and we have about 16% containment. The fire was extremely active yesterday, burning down through the communities of Oak Glen and still threatening the community of Yucaipa, Forest Falls, and Mountain Home Village. Today is going to be a pretty challenging day for us because of the weather. We're expecting red flag warnings. We're going to have an offshore wind event or a Santa Ana wind event that begins about 2 p.m. today, and we're going to have a real battle against our hands.
What's the temperature going to be? What are the non-fire-aided winds supposed to be?
Well, they're expecting basically 15 miles an hour as a continuous wind from the east, which doesn't sound like a lot, but in the area that we're working with all of those steep canyons, it's very dangerous for firefighters, and the fire can spread pretty rapidly through those areas.
I got friends in California, and they said it's been very, very hot, though, up and down the coast.
Yes, it's been persistently over 100 degrees for about the last week and down in the single digits of humidity.
So in your experience, maybe your colleagues as well, how dry or fire dangerous is California right now?
It's extreme. It's as bad as it's ever been right now, and we're in the peak of fire season, and people should consider that when they're out and about, and especially when they're out recreating.
So people still can, though, hike in the mountains and do stuff like that. There's harrowing stories of people trying to outpace the flames as it surrounds them.
You're correct. So people are still able to go out and recreate in certain parts of California. The National Forest has actually closed all of the National Forest in the state of California to try and protect recreators from that exact example. They've had to rescue campers by helicopter. It's quite the unprecedented year.
Well, so, I don't know. I'm just sitting here in Chicago, man, but I'm reading this and I'm going, well, you dummies, what are you don't go into the woods to hike right now and don't have a gender reveal party. What?
You know, like you're saying, you got to be smart, you got to be aware. So we have major wildfires, over 25 major wildfires burning in California. You're talking about over 2 million acres that are being burned right now. So it may not be the best time to go out and explore way off the beaten path. I understand people probably are a little anxious having been home for the last several months because of COVID. But you really got to consider what you're doing and where you're going.
Captain, I heard somebody describe the thunder that is created because of the clouds that are created because of all of the smoke. So you've got this smog, this cloud smog, and then it generates its own kind of thunder. Or it made it sound like that in the reporting. Am I making any sense there?
Yeah, so fires, over fires, will get what's called a pyrocumulus cloud. So if it's a plume-dominated fire and it's really active, it'll build its own weather system up over the fire. And that's one of the problems we had on this El Dorado fire. On Sunday afternoon, we had a plume develop and actually collapse. So it's like a thunder cell collapsing, and that creates extremely erratic winds. And so it pushes the fire down all of these canyons and through the flatlands and through the open meadow areas at an incredible pace.
And does it literally crack like thunder that we're used to?
It can. It can produce its own rain, lightning, thunder. So it does have the potential to do that.
And one of the witnesses said sometimes it lasts for a minute, the thunder, just this rumbling sound. That must be terrifying.
It can, especially with the ominous dark plume cloud over you. It can be quite intimidating.
Are there criminal charges against people that start these fires accidentally?
So specifically with the El Dorado fire, Cal Fire law enforcement is doing the investigation on it, and there is the potential for criminal and civil responsibility out of this. So,
boy, think about that.
Yes, it could be quite serious.
I mean, maybe you go to jail, maybe you don't, maybe you get fined, but if there's civil charges against these people, they're responsible for millions of dollars of damage.
Yes, so California law allows Cal Fire to recoup the taxpayers' money for the suppression costs from the responsible parties.
For the suppression costs, meaning the cost of the firefighters. But if my house burns down, do I get to sue you?
That would also be, you know, I can't speak to that portion of the law, but, you know, that is always an option within civil law in the state of California, but Cal Fire doesn't get involved in that portion.
One last thing. The story I saw in the Washington Post, obviously dated, said 7% containment. You said 16% containment?
16 as of this morning.
What does that mean? How do you tell if it's 16% contained?
So it's almost going back to high school geometry classes, but if you imagine the perimeter of a fire is a circumference. It's literally that percentage represents how much of that fire we have control lines around that we are confident that the fire will not escape over that control line. So of the 10,500 acres, only about 16% of it, which is kind of the eastern corner where it burned up against the apple fire that we had last month over here, that's where the fire is being held.
Is there any way we can help you in Chicago? I can't imagine. But I must tell you, all of us who have friends that live out there, we see the pictures. And sometimes they live an hour, 2 hours away, and they're just driving through smog. It's insane.
Yes, it completely fills the valleys. I wish we had your weather. I heard your weather earlier, and it was only in the 60s, and I was very jealous of your weather there. Yeah. We could use some 60-degree weather here.
Well, if there's something we can do for you, let us know. Our best to all of you, and we'll pray for cooler and wetter weather as you all battle those fires.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Bennett Malloy is a captain with the California Fire Department.